Sinatra show, unlike one you've ever been to before, I'm going to bet. WGN vocalist Paul Marinaro is in our studio, and Sinatra by Request is a tribute to the legacy of Frank Sinatra, but Paul will be singing with the Chicago Jazz Orchestra these songs that you know from Sinatra. It's this Sunday at the Studebaker Theater on South Michigan Avenue. So it's right downtown in the Fine Arts Building at 3 p.m. There's a show. The twist is it's a fundraiser for the CJO, but the cool thing is that people have been able to, when they get their tickets, bid on the songs they want Paul to sing. Those that got the most donations will then be the songs he sings. I would imagine normally, Paul, you get to pick the set list, right?
Typically, yeah. You know, in any particular show, you kind of figure out what you want to bring to a set, whether that's a Sinatra show or just something that I'm doing on my own. So, yeah, this is quite different to open it up to the audience.
And you do a good Sinatra show. You don't do Sinatra. You're not you don't imitate Sinatra. But you just told me off the air that you, in fact, don't. You do standards really well, is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's often very confused, particularly for a male vocalist. If you sing a song that maybe Sinatra recorded, you know, chances are it was recorded by 75 other vocalists as well. It's the fact that Sinatra had the hit with these great materials. So if you're a singer, if you're doing jazz, if you're doing standards, chances are you're going to sing something that he recorded at any given time, because he recorded just about everything.
But you don't mind singing songs that people know so well in their ear that they are maybe first thinking about David Bowie or Frank Sinatra?
I don't mind it, but it is something that you have to be careful about. There are certain songs that I steer clear of because whether it's Sinatra, Bowie, or anyone else, because they're so indelible. And it depends on, you know, who's asking, how they're asking for it. But a lot of times they want to hear the orchestra. They want to hear what's in their head, what they've always heard. And if you are trying to be a vocalist who's an interpreter, as Sinatra was, as all the great vocalists are, you're going to bring something different to that. That's what I've always tried to do.
And that's what you do, too.
That's kind of where I'm at.
So your take on these Sinatra songs, it'll be the same score, right? It'll be the same charts?
Yeah, this is different because we've never typically done the exact arrangements. So these are all of Sinatra's exactly as they were recorded. Jeff Lindbergh, the director of the CJO, is transcribing every one of the charts, the original arrangements by Billy May, Nelson Riddle, Gordon Jenkins. So that's really remarkable. So yeah, the arrangements are going to be the same. I don't sound like Sinatra. I don't try to sound like Sinatra. But it's going to be very familiar because of these arrangements.
So what songs will you be singing then?
Oh, you know, what's great about this is when Jeff brought this idea to me about opening it up to the audience to have them, you know, vote on what they wanted us to do. I initially was worried that it was just going to be the same 10 songs that people love Sinatra for. But like yourself, I'm a huge Sinatra fan. He recorded just about 1,800 songs.
Wow.
The reason why, you know, those 10, 15, 20 songs are heard over and over, yes, they were wonderful songs, but you have to understand for the last 50 years or more, they've just been regurgitated over and over in greatest hits packages because the record labels don't trust that you want to hear something else that he recorded. So any one of those great hits, if you go to the other 10 songs or 12 songs on the album, they're also wonderful.
Yeah.
So what we're doing for this concert, and basically it's what the audience requested, we got a healthy dose of the familiar, you know, All of Me, Chicago, Lady is a Tramp. We got a healthy dose of those. But then I think a lot of the audience members that voted took this opportunity to say, hey, what about that great track from the Ellington album? What about those great Joe Beam tracks? So it's a nice cross-section of Sinatra's recording.
So are you going to do Wave or The Girl from Ipanema?
We're doing one of those from that album.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which one. But
I will give extra money if you don't do My Way.
That's in my contract that I will never sing that song. We didn't get requests for it, which I really
happy
grateful.
About, yeah.
And the ghost of Sinatra is happy too, because he absolutely despised that song. And again, if someone's asking for My Way, they really want to hear Frank Sinatra. They don't want to hear someone else interpret that.
Put on a record.
Yeah.
And it's a great song, but it's been done before. And I think this is a unique opportunity to get some of the, I don't know if I'd call them B-sides, but some of those songs that you don't first think of.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm really thrilled in particular. There are several requests for different songs.
Just give me one that you are anxious to sing.
A song called Follow Me.
I don't know that one.
It's a great, it's the opening track of the Sinatra Ellington album.
Okay.
Which is a perfect opportunity. And we got a lot of requests for that. I have no idea why, because it's certainly, like you said, it's not one that a lot of people know.
Did you know that song when you saw
it? I did. It's actually one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah. That album doesn't get enough attention. I think there was so much expectation of putting Sinatra and Ellington together that almost anything they did was not going to, you know, reach that expectation.
So what are the albums? What albums do you really like? Not necessarily that you're going to do, but what's in your head?
I love the Joe Beam stuff. I think those are masterful interpretations. They're wonderful albums. The Basie album, the Ellington albums.
Did you have or did you spin a lot Sinatra at the Sands, that live show?
Oh, yeah. Well, you've done that. That's the other thing that the CJO and I have done together that was Sinatra-based. We recreated the entire Sinatra at the Sands concert.
Oh, how fun.
And we did that at the Studebaker. So this is kind of a follow-up to that performance.
And you are going to be at the Studebaker. We're talking with Paul Marinaro and his Sinatra by Request, a tribute to the recording legacy of Frank Sinatra. And You is going to be performed with the Chicago Jazz Orchestra. And it's going to be the 25th. Let's see, this Sunday.
That's this Sunday, yeah.
At 3 p.m., which is an interesting time. But I guess it's Sunday, so maybe it's not an 8 p.m. show. It's not exactly a matinee. But
yeah, it's a good midpoint of the day where people can, you know, after the show, catch dinner downtown. Or
yeah, no kidding. Sinatra by Request is the name of the show with the CJO, a fundraiser for them. It's going to be Sunday at the Fine Arts Building, the Studebaker Theater on Michigan Avenue, downtown Chicago. You can still get tickets to it. And again, the votes of the audience have determined the playlist. The show at 3, tickets start at $44.50. They could cost you $10 more or $13 left if you're a student with an ID. Go to cjomusic.org, cjomusic.org, to get tickets for a really unique show. By the way, nice recording
there. Oh, thank you. That was actually my first album, which was a tribute to my dad. So
how so?
Well, my dad had always wanted to be a singer, and he didn't pursue that dream, wasn't able to. But he introduced me to Sinatra and all these great standards. So even on that album, I didn't even think of that as a Sinatra song. It was just a song that I had learned through Sinatra by my dad singing it around the house. So that was kind of the tribute album I put on together for him. There's actually a documentary about that album airing in Chicago on September 6th and 8th.
About you and
about
the
album? My dad, and
what's the name of the
making
show?
That album. It's called You Will Be My Music, and we're doing that at Studio 5 in Evanston September 6th and 8th.
I can't wait any longer.
Exactly.
That one.
Exactly.
Yeah, you told me off the air that you were over at Winters here, which I love that club. I love that area. Sunday night, doing a Sinatra show?
No.
Just a regular show.
It was the theme was Ellington. This would have been Duke Ellington's 125th birthday.
So 50,000 folks cramming into Chicago for the convention. I'll bet the place was packed.
It was lighter than usual, and the amount of messages and emails I got from people saying, we're just not going to risk driving downtown. And it was absolutely fine.
Oh, my God. I've been harping about this all week. You know, you and I right now, it's just standing above the Chicago River where the architecture boats go by with the tours. They've been empty all week. They're normally packed.
Yeah.
I went over to Malnati's yesterday in the Wrigley Building right across from us. You can see it from where we're standing. And that's a great location, right on Michigan Avenue. It's always full of people waiting to sit, hanging at the bar, waiting for their orders to take out. I walked in. There was nobody there. I said to them, it's been kind of light. And the girl said, yeah, we thought we'd have more customers, but we don't. I knew this was going to happen.
We
scared everybody off.
It's the bad weather report. You know,
it totally
it's the
is.
Same thing
it's
where
totally
just people
is.
Are looking, you know, it's hard enough to get people off the couch, but just give them a reason. But yeah, I think people were really afraid of traffic and street closures, and nothing has affected this area, particularly downtown.
Okay, well, all those folks are getting out of Dodge tomorrow. They have one last night tonight.
Right,
so
Sunday.
Let's get back here Saturday and Sunday. And for Sunday at 3, that's a perfect part of the day. It's going to be a nice weekend. Come and see the show. Make what is going to be a donation to keep great local live music, jazz happening in Chicago. I'm all in. That sounds
great.
Yeah,
and this is really a unique experience, and not one that can happen often with the size of the orchestra, plus strings, to have that amount of musicians on a stage to recreate these arrangements. It's a pretty rare opportunity. So
because the CJO is like 17 members on stage, and
plus
then
the strings.
And then they've added a string section.
Yeah, so
I can hear the violins now.
This doesn't happen often. We're not able to do things like this often, so I hope people can take advantage of that.
I do too. Paul, thanks for coming into the studio.
My pleasure.
Now rest your voice. Don't answer any more questions until Sunday at 3.
All good.
CJOmusic.org. CJOmusic. Let me make sure I got that right. I think I did. CJOmusic.org for the show.